Hello and welcome to AAA Bond, your weekly gaming update. From me, Alex.
Becky.
Abby.
One of us is missing, which is Amy, which makes the AAA, but she's revising for her music GCSE. Today we're on the topic of Tomb Raider and The Last of Us, and just to have fun and a general debate of it, this is our first episode, so we're not going to get it just right, but we're getting there.
Don't hate us yet, guys.
Anyway.
I'll hate you.
That's just generally Becca.
You're so horrible.
I'm not actually going to hate you.
You want
another
thing?
You've just said you're
going to
hurt me.
I said hate.
Hate me.
H-A-T-E.
Hate. Anyway, moving on.
Start talking about Tomb
Moving on. Right, first topic is Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is one of my favourite video game series of all time. I grew up with it pretty much, and Abby.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest games ever.
I think she kind of just does it for everybody else. Like, makes... makes the game really. It couldn't be.
It's just it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. Yeah, it wouldn't be a good game without Lara Croft, obviously the main character in it. But anyway, the plot of it is it's the origins of Lara Croft. It's how she became an adventurer from being a frightened girl and to being a survivor. Really, if you haven't seen,
she became an adventurer. You mean an
adventurer
or a Tomb Raider?
A Tomb Raider, par se. Me, my English isn't brilliant.
No, we know that.
But she comes from this fighting young girl to a hardened survivor, shall we say. And it's to make her mark on life. She wants to now be an archaeologist. She wants to go on adventures and a tomb raider, as per se, as Rebecca will point out.
That's what she is. Though.
That's the name of the game, yes.
Exactly. That's my point.
Okay, I think we should start talking about that.
I think you should shut up.
Shush.
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
The voice cast is different this year. Sadly, it will not be Keely Hall's returning as Lara Croft, which I think is just...
Downright wrong.
I mean, she is just the best person for the job. But
and she looks like her.
Yeah, but she anyway. On 26th of June 2012, the voice actress of Lara Croft was revealed to be Camilla Luddington. Now, any comments?
I think she's going to be wonderful, isn't it? She's really into the role, and from what I've heard of the trailer, her voice does really actually suit a young Lara. It does. She was born in, I think it was London, I think she was born from last time I did any research on it, but she's currently in LA pursuing a career as an actress and singer. And I think it's wonderful that she's landed the part, and that the fact that they're trying to bring Tomb Raider a fresh side by giving her a fresh voice altogether.
As long as she's British, I don't care. It's a British game, should have British people.
Yeah. Exactly, but I think Keely Hall would still be the best person. That's just my opinion.
Isn't she British?
Yeah, she's British.
Yeah, she's British.
Yeah, exactly. British game, British.
Yeah, but
Keely Hall by far is our favourite, though.
Yeah, she should be the voice actress, but anyway, that's a different debate.
We're on today about the facts. The gameplay of it is open world, really. It combines action and adventure and platforming exploration.
It's an awesome platforming where you're jumping around.
Not necessarily. No.
Guardian of Light was like the first platformer.
As in where you're climbing up like old.
Just keep quiet.
Don't tell me to keep quiet.
It combines action adventure with platforming, exploration, RPG elements, and survival mechanics.
So, moving on to multiplayer. Put it this way, multiplayer is meant to be very similar to Deus Ex's Human Revolution, according to the game developers. There'll be different types of multiplayer. Apparently, it's going to be 5 different maps to start off with. We would think that there will be some DLCs later on into it, or they will attempt to give out some DLCs, as that's the new thing to get more money out of people. That's what I think anyway. I think they're a waste of money 9 times out of 10, but it depends. It's Tomb Raider. It's my favourite. Probably going to have it. The music is... We don't know really, because...
They brought out a podcast.
Yeah, with...
Game Informer brought out a podcast on the 21st of December 2010, featuring a sneak peek of a track from the game itself. However, 6 days later... Tweets from Crystal Dynamics Global Brand Director Carl Stewart clarified Game Informer's statement confirming that Alex Dimitrovic's
Dimitrovics or something. It will
is
be
scoring the trailer.
But we don't know who is actually scoring the actual game music.
That guy.
It is believed that it's going to be Jason Graves. It is. Or is it Greaves? It's Graves. It's Jason Graves. It will be Jason Graves, sorry, according to my fact file. On the final episode of The Final Hours of Tomb Raider on YouTube, the composer was actually revealed to be Jason Graves.
I didn't actually know there was some episode on YouTube.
Yeah, there's a YouTube series called The Final Hours of Tomb Raider.
I'm going to watch them.
I probably will. I haven't actually watched them, to be honest with you. As we've always in new games now, there's always big different packs. There's the Survival Edition and there's the Collector's Edition. There's the second Survival Edition, which comes with a metal box and a figurine. Then there's the Collector's Edition for North America, which is the same as the European one. However, it has a little mini art book and a survival pouch containing 3 iron badges and liographs.
Is that just for America?
Just for America, unfortunately. Oh, they always get the good stuff.
I know they do.
Uncharted 3, America got, in the special edition, a belt. I love my belt. I'm wearing Assassin's Creed one right now.
Which, in fact,
I love.
Yeah, we all.
I love your shirt.
I've got a t-shirt on underneath my school uniform as well.
When
it's Assassin's Creed.
I should go and get the special edition.
Yeah. If I ever go to America, I'm going to go to every single game shop and just buy everything to do with those.
Yeah.
It's like CDs.
Yeah.
It's always the better ones
that
are in America because that's where they get released.
Yeah.
That's something.
It also has a ton of awards, even though it hasn't even been brought out yet. I mean, that's a bit bizarre, but hey. It's got the best action game, coolest character re-intervention, most valuable game award, best demo, best trailer, best action, best trailer again, most valuable game award, and best action again, best overall game, people's choice, and the most anticipated game of 2013.
I can't wait.
I can't. Oh, I absolutely cannot wait for Tomb Raider, to be honest with you.
Seriously,
2010, I was ecstatic about it. At the initial release date was autumn 2012, but then there was loads of controversy about a rape scene, which Idios are saying they've changed, where it's a decision whether you allow him to, per se, do it, or you fight against it.
Basically kill him.
Per se.
Per se.
Oh, posh like.
Posse.
We like posse.
We like
just posse. In case you're wondering, we like the word posse.
No. Posse.
Just Alex.
Just me. Yeah, just me. Alex. I'm the awkward one. I have to say posse.
I'm the awkward one. I'm just weird. So, come on, you've got to agree with that. I'm the weird one here.
Yeah, you are. You're the very weird one here.
See, I'm the odd one out.
She's there sitting there with a SpongeBob badge on her.
Yeah, she's sat with a SpongeBob badge.
That's what it says.
I know. You're thinking very happy thoughts.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on. The next game we're going to be talking about is called The Last of Us. Now, this is an up-and-coming survival horror action adventure game developed by Naughty Dog for PlayStation 3. It was officially revealed on December 10, 2011 during the Spike TV Video Game Awards and is scheduled for a worldwide release on May 7, 2013 as a PlayStation 3 exclusive.
Sorry.
And Becca's got hiccups and a slight burp come out then.
I apologise for my reading.
You had
skills.
To tell everyone.
I just thought I coughed or something.
No, I have to tell them. It embarrasses you.
And it makes us funny.
Yes.
At least they can't see your face.
Oh, they will do, because we are going to have a Facebook page with all latest photos on and everything. Yes, I've decided we are going to have a Facebook page.
Yes.
Once
can I
we have.
It?
Yes, you can be the manager of the Facebook page. Then pay. You pay can be. Moving on to The Last of Us. Last of Us, you will use a third-person view. The player will take control of Joel, while Ellie will be controlled by the computer, really.
Sorry.
You're being really irritating, Becca, today.
Aren't I always?
Yes. The game will involve gunfighting, melee... I pronounce it melee combat, but I don't know what you guys pronounce
melee.
It. It's melee. Oh,
that's
I don't know.
Said, it's
yeah,
melee combat.
That's what's
like Mortal Kombat, it's melee.
Anyway, back to the game.
And it's just going to be an overall brilliant game. It's produced by them who brought you Uncharted, which is awesome. I love Uncharted as much
I've
as I love Tomb Raider. Oh, you need to play it.
I've
PlayStation.
It.
That's
it
a PlayStation 3 exclusive, by the way.
Oh, if it's PlayStation, then
It's basically just a fungus has taken over the world. Now, I know that probably sounds a little bit bizarre, but hey, it could happen, you know? And the humans turn into infected, and they turn hostile. But the humans that are not infected turn hostile because a martial law has been brought out.
Mm.
Which makes it tough for Joel and Ellie to get to their destination.
Which means it's going to be tough for us all. At first, I thought it would have been a zombie game, but no, they have said that this is not a zombie game, but it's a love story about a father and daughter relationship influenced by part of the interactions between Nathan Drake and Victor Sullivan. This is what they've... If you didn't know, Nathan Drake and Victor Sullivan are from Uncharted. Nathan Drake was an orphan, and Victor Sullivan almost adopted him as his son and mentor. And he had no...
I love the fact that they're so close.
Yeah.
When you're playing Uncharted, I like watching the character relationship develop, and it's like you're watching a father and a son, but they're not father and son.
Yeah.
He just takes care of
them. It's almost misleading to the fact that you think they're father and son.
But it's really nice as well.
Yeah.
So,
the emotions that they show when they fear that someone has died as well, and it is very, true to the story.
When Drake thinks that Sullivan's died in Uncharted 3, sorry to give away any spoilers, But he is absolutely gutted about it. I mean, you can tell he just loves him with all his heart, really.
Well, we're running out of time. We're going to quickly go through the awards. It was nominated, and I don't know if they were nominated and won, but I think they did win. Best PS3 Showcase, Best Show, Most Anticipated Game, Best Show, Best PlayStation Game, Best Show again. These are all different things. I think it was E3. Best of E3, Best PlayStation 3 Game, Best Sony Exclusive, Best PlayStation 3 Exclusive, Best of E3, Best of the Show. And it's mainly for every show, it's literally Most Anticipated, Best Console, Best Original Game. And I think that's it from us guys. So, thanks for listening, and it's bye-bye from me.
See you later. Bye.
There we go, Becca's struggling to get it out.
Bye.
So, stay tuned till next week. Please subscribe.